A big thanks to all our sponsors. Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento is a subscription service that brings a box of comics to your door every month. Check out our website, thetalkinggeekpod.com. Click the link, subscribe, and wait for your comics to hit the mailbox.
Eyeballs float in wet green grass. I got a chainsaw motor that's filled with rain. But when it sings like Bach, the eyes all bulge. And when the pink sun drops, the eyelids fold while I'm in deep REM sleep. Or twilight zones, I take a freight elevator, better fast forward. I get to grind these teeth and peek through time. If I can bring things back, then feed back wild and wet. I saw the future.
Hey, this is V the Fried Nugget.
Hey, this is Tim the Member.
Hey, guys, this is Q the Face.
Hey, this is Kenny the Bear with the underscore in front of it.
Hey, this is Pedro the Air Horn.
And this is the Talking Geek.
Pedro Pimps Poe.
Bra, 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 bra. Pedro Pimps Poe.
Bam! We are back. Holy shit.
Jesus, it has been quite a while.
That's my fault. I'm not reading.
I don't read.
I do read, but I just have not been reading. This year's been tough with me when it comes to comic books and just finding time. And now with our summer camp program and everything else that's been going on in my personal life, it's like, I wish they made, like, I know that they don't make audiobooks because comic books is all about the art. So it's like really frustrating because I'm like, I want the story. So I've ended up reading other books because I can get the audio version of it or stuff like that. And I can do all that kind
around.
Of stuff. So I'm good with my book club for the most part. But this, I'm like, I can't.
Spoilers, we are not going to be talking about Wicked and Divine Volume 2. That is still floating for next time.
Although I have gotten a lot further along from it than the last time.
Yes.
Here's my problem. I think that I'll say this much. I went from it's been too long since I read the first volume of Wicked and Divine. So I also felt like reading the second one when I started, I was like, I don't remember anything except for the most important part for me.
And that's honestly all you need to remember for
because the rest
they
of
didn't
it.
Really introduce a lot of the pantheon in the first volume. You get a couple of the major players.
Right.
It's all you need to remember, just their names. They go the second volume goes way more into how they interact with each other, and specifically they start delving more and more of the mystery behind, like, what happened to Lucifer.
Right. And it just took me a while. Like, I was, like, reading the first few pages, and I was like, wow, what happened? And so I found myself wanting to go back for the first volume, but the way that we do Pedro Pimps Pulp, you have the first volume, so I was like, I can't even go back.
Yeah.
So then I was just, like, catching up on the internet and just looking up, like, little snippets of, like, names that she was dropping and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, now that I've got all that backstory, it's going to be a lot easier for me to breeze through the rest of it. But we actually got contacted by a guy by the name of Ryan Little regarding his new comic, which he has a Kickstarter for, which by the time you guys are listening to this episode, it would have launched because it's launching on the 11th. Mm-hmm. And he was cool enough to send us not only a hard copy, but a digital copy for us to read and review. So thank you, Ryan, for that. Mm-hmm. Here is your review. So we're going to get into his comic book, which is called Prometheus. And he does it with a few other guys. I didn't get to...
Yeah, this isn't just a solo affair. We got a couple other... people hopping on for this book.
Yes, and I'm going to get their names right
we're
now.
We're just pulling them up, reaching into the fucking internet, into the internet ethers.
Yeah, because I don't want to be that douche that's like, hey, it's just Ryan.
Yeah, it's just him. He's just the only one. No, there are other people.
There are definitely other people. I'm just an asshole, and I didn't write them down. And I didn't
so yeah,
to.
No, if anybody there is looking into maybe doing a Kickstarter or something and you want to give us something to read, I mean, hell, we don't mind giving this a read and talking about it. So
not at all. So the other people on this is Ryan Little, like I had said earlier, Chris Sheehan, I hope I don't kill your name, and Jan Chakra or Kakra. I don't want to kill your name, but I'm trying to...
I think that name is very dead.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, but I tried. I love you guys for doing this. So let's talk about it. The book basically is the continuation of Prometheus's legend, in a sense.
Yeah, it's set in modern times.
It's set in modern times. And for those of you who don't know... the story of Prometheus, which, or you forgot it. We learned about Greek mythology in elementary school, and then we rarely go back to it.
Well, I think I got it a little bit later, but yeah, I got it in high school.
I know I got it in elementary school because I remember doing, oddly enough, having to pick a god and do a story on them, and I chose Prometheus, which is odd.
Oh.
And then I got it maybe a little bit, maybe like a literature class, and then that was it. Yeah. But you don't get a lot of it. So Prometheus, for those of you who maybe don't remember, he's the guy who stole the flame of knowledge from Mount Olympus and pissed off Zeus. And then...
Yeah, he basically created humanity, pissed off Zeus. His punishment for the rest of time was to be chained to a rock, and an asshole bird came down and ate his liver every day. And then he regenerated at the end of the day, and then repeat forever until one of Hercules's feats was to go and save his ass. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure he appreciated that, because... I mean, Hercules killed the bird, but I gotta imagine that Prometheus was like, leave a little bit for me to kill this motherfucker!
I need to get back at him! Now, this particular comic book doesn't necessarily give you the liver bird situation.
No, it just has the bird looking like a luchador beating the shit out of him.
Yeah, but so you get a little bit of it at the beginning, so if you don't remember, I'm giving you that backstory just so that you have a little bit more knowledge about that. So that's kind of where this, and then it jumps. So you get that little bit of a story at the beginning of the comic book, and then it jumps to modern day, and here's Prometheus in this modern world wondering what the fuck just happened.
Yeah.
So what did you think about the whole comic book and the whole story?
So it's interesting kind of setting this up in modern context, because obviously you don't get him chained to a rock. You actually get him in what looks just like a boxing ring, and while... a dude in basically an eagle mask beats the fuck out of him. So it's kind of a interesting little change there.
It was an interesting change. Yeah. And I actually, at first I didn't get it. I was just like, why the bird? And then I was like, oh, the liver This is the liver thing. Awesome. And so it's, but I thought that was an interesting choice. And I think that the modern time thing was also an interesting choice.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is also, so what they're kind of going a little more here is sort of Prometheus has been, this has been happening to him for so long, you don't really get like a Hercules thing, but he ends up escaping and he sees what his gift to humanity was, which, you know, humanity took that gift of knowledge and really, really did a lot of real garbage with it. Didn't really do much with it except hate each other and spread hateful shit.
Yeah, what I loved about it was he doesn't know what they've done with it yet. He kind of escapes and comes to, and he's dying to find out what humanity has done with the gift of knowledge that he has gifted them. And like most deities and stuff like that, he's got a level of arrogance. Like they're going to be praying to him, you know, because he did this
I
stuff.
I did this for you.
You know, like, I did this stuff for you. And then he runs into Apollo, is it?
So one random dude ends up going to the dude shop, and guy kind of helps him convalesce for a little bit, and he goes online or connected to the guy going to like a financial center.
Yeah. Well, he asks. Well, what he does is he looks down upon the world and realizes that they're not even looking up to the skies anymore.
Yeah.
And he starts to ask around, and he finds out like what do you guys look up to, or what do you guys fear, something to that extent.
Yeah. What do you look up to?
What do you look up to? And they're like, and they point him to the bank institution.
Yeah.
Which was great. I was just like, ha.
That's clever.
That's freaking clever, and that was perfect. And so he walks in to see who the head of that is. And if I'm not mistaken,
that is Apollo, yeah.
It is Apollo.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you wanted me to read Wicked and Divine.
Yes, that's
right.
Kind of goes along well with
with something like this, because it is a modern twist with gods in these really unique positions,
warped world. Yeah.
And then and yet with the same lore and storyline as they're supposed to have in a different time. So that little twist I thought was interesting, and really it's Apollo who's kind of like, you know, this is what has happened.
Yeah, he's a little more straightforward. Apollo just kind of like, the thing, all you got to remember also, Prometheus is a Titan, so he's probably stronger than a lot of these gods.
Definitely.
And definitely has a chip on his shoulder about all of this. And the way it was described, that the story is supposed to be kind of like a John Wick style revenge tale, which I definitely get that impression from it.
Yes.
I also get the impression that these people are very intimately connected and have read Vertigo titles, because this feels equal measures of John Constantine, And you're getting a lot of like Neil Gaiman s kind of playing around with religion.
Yes.
And I like that combination. I like the art. I like a lot of these ideas. But this is one of those problems where you only got one issue, and yeah. This is sort of the like I can't really make a determination. I'm interested. You got my attention.
I will say that.
Yeah.
Of course, they're having us review one issue, so it's kind of hard for me to say where this is going to go.
It's a promising start.
Where normally we review like full trades, volumes of things. But I will say I liked the art. The art actually for me felt it's dark. I like the colors that they used. It felt very much for me like a better Preacher.
Preacher is also something I kind of got a flavor of.
A flavor of, but it's better art because yeah. I didn't like the Preacher art.
It feels similar. I don't think you've seen this artist. The artist named Sean Murphy. Does a lot of stuff with Scott Snyder.
Okay.
You'll eventually read one of his books. I have one of his series that he did with Scott Snyder that was really good called The Wake.
Okay.
But I definitely got that nice kind of dirty, gritty world.
That dirty, grit world. Also very much like Alias, that dirt grit, but a better art of that. You know, like that's the style and that's the mood of the art. I think that they executed the art better than in those particular books that I read, so that got me. I'm definitely intrigued. I would read another issue.
Yeah.
I would definitely go on their Kickstarter and be like, "Hey, I want to know more." And I also what I really liked is, and what I'll say with regards to Wicked and Divine, I like that these gods that I'm dealing with are more familiar, so it is easier for me to follow into this kind of stuff and this storyline without being so confused. Than it is Wicked and Divine,
mm-hmm.
For me personally, because I can remember Prometheus, I can remember Apollo, so this becomes something that I could pick up on those little nuances that you're showing me in a modern day world, how this particular Titan or God or whatever is interacting, why they're in this modern job that they are, why it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I can also draw some connections with the modern Wonder Woman take for Brian Azzarello's run, I think Cliff Chiang, I can't remember who the artist was, but I definitely get a lot of that. And let me tell you that is a compliment, because I really, really liked the new 52 Wonder Woman, and I'm getting some little hints of it here, and that's a good way to go.
Yeah. So, and the first issue ends in a really good place for me. Again, it's
they established the words where he's ready to go. He's ready to get that fucking fire back.
Yeah, he wants the fire back because now he thinks that mankind didn't really do what it was supposed to do with it.
Yeah.
And he's right.
Squandered it. Yeah.
And he's right. I like that. I like that it's also a way of. I mean, how many of us have really had to wake up to realize that the world isn't what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Things didn't turn out the way that they were supposed to turn out, regardless of your good intentions. And that, for somebody like Prometheus, who was tortured every day for something that he thought was going to benefit us, and then he comes back and the gods' time is gone, quote unquote. The gods have fallen.
I do like that they don't make him. They talk about the self-sacrifice, but it's like, no, it's not self-sacrifice. That was, you kind of wanted people to work. You wanted people to worship you for
yes,
that.
Yes, there was a level of narcissism and arrogance in it. So, but
and they're getting that across real quick, which
yes,
is good.
Like, you get it right from the get, and you get it again at the end, because that's what he's looking for. He's looking for these people to be like, yo, you were awesome. Thanks for this amazingness.
Thanks for your sacrifice.
And he even says, you know, like they're supposed to be traveling. I think he says something along the lines of like he's supposed to be traveling the stars. They're supposed to be in the sky, living in the sky. And it just goes to show, and it also rings true even now.
Yeah.
I think that this is a really good...
I think it rings true especially now.
And that's what I mean. Like, yeah. Especially now, for this to come out now, where we have these current issues with politics and science and all these things that we could be doing. Like, I read a quote the other day, and it was like, you know, and it was an older gentleman who had tweeted something along the lines of, you know, when I was growing up, I saw a man walk on the moon. I thought we'd be living on Mars by now. And here we are with a rogue NASA Twitter account. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, here's the funny thing is that I've talked about this with people. We wanted Star Trek and we got 1984.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
1984 is the future. I don't know if that's the future you want, but guess what?
But
that's
you got
the future
it.
We got.
But you got it. Yeah. So I actually enjoyed it. It was a good, easy read, easy to get into. The art was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely recommend this to anybody who
I would actually yeah toss them
a
couple
wants
bucks.
To back a project, B wants to get into a indie comic book and go back into our old days of Greek mythology. I always loved Greek mythology. So this is a book that I can totally get into. So check them out. You can find them on Kickstarter. The name of the book is Prometheus. So make sure you check that out. And thank
you. Don't confuse
again.
It with the shit movie.
Yeah, please don't confuse it with the shit ass movie that ain't got nothing to do with shit. Because it don't. I don't even want to.
Mm.
Oh, I wanted to ask: did you like what they did with Prometheus's art specifically?
Oh, making him look all haggard and shit.
I love that he did
the flaming arm.
The flaming arm, I thought was
that
really
was
fucking
cool. Yeah.
I thought that was a really
neat looking design.
And I thought that was really.
I like
really
what they did with Hermes. For some reason, I like having the black suit with the Caduceus on it.
You know, that was also a nice little touch.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, I could see that too. Like, yeah. I actually have to say that their modern interpretations of these gods were pretty good and pretty spot on for the ones that they've already introduced us to. Kudos, guys. Good job. We'll definitely be backing you on Kickstarter. So for those of you listening to this, make sure you check them out. Like I said, Prometheus, and it is on Kickstarter as of July 11th, which is already when you're listening to this episode. So until the next time, I promise I'm going to read Wicked and Divine because it's in my backpack. I got this. I'm going to do it. And then we'll have another Pedro Pimps Pulp. So until the next time.
Peace.
Later.